Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Simons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Klein. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball four. Simons moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Simons moves to third. Watwood moves to second. Ed Durham now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field. Watwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watwood. Rein moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rein scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Tate to Kerr and they have Sweeney trapped. The throw over to Blue, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock throws the ball into Sweeney, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Miller moves to third. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Oliver moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Berry scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simons. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it, and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and Berry is out, double play. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Sullivan scores. Simons moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. We'll see more now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wasserler. Simons scores. Watwood moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Kerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein scores. Webb moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wasserler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kerr bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simons. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simons hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.